get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Hey, hey, it's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feed. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic, we can talk what's good with it. Midwest, we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your family, y'all pouring up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Today is Sunday, October 14th, 2018. And you're listening to the Queen Quimo Podcast. Now, y'all know what today is, right? Y'all know what the motherfucking day is. It is Self-Check Sunday. So you know what that means. This is the day where you get yourself together, get your kids together, have some fun, sit on the couch and do nothing. But most importantly, you prepare yourself for the week to come. So whatever that is that you need to do to prepare for the upcoming week, that's what you do on Sundays. So me personally, on Sundays, it depends. It depends on what's going on in my life, if I'm working or if I'm not working. But I like to sit and self-reflect. So today, I want to help y'all do that. I'm going to talk about bitterness. This is some shit we definitely need to talk about, especially in our Black communities. You know, I see a lot of people overfilled with bitterness. So we want to talk about bitterness and being content, you know. And what that means, you know, I want to talk about those two things in particular today. So before we get into that, let me go ahead and add a little brief intermission. So y'all sit tight and enjoy the Queen Quimo Podcast, baby. Yeah. I know what time it is. It's Sunday. Get yourself ready for Monday. Get the family together. Y'all hear Ice Cube? Check yourself. Don't wreck yourself. Get prepared. Stop being all motherfucking scared. Cause Monday is coming. Get up out the bed. Go ahead and put a comb to your baby head. Make sure they looking good for going to school. Get your ass up, nigga. Cook up some food. Get your goals ready. Get prepared. Monday coming, nigga. So don't be scared. Wash your clothes. Do everything you gotta do. Welcome to this whole crew. I just fucked up, but you know, it's Self-Check Sunday. You niggas need to get yourself ready for Monday. So check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because if you don't, motherfucker, then it's bad for your health. Y'all know what day it is. It's Sunday, man. Get up. Get your ass off that couch. Get ready for Sunday. Stop sitting on that couch like Al Bundy. But if you need to, sit on that bitch. Rest, relax, enjoy. But get yourself prepared. Don't be scared. Yeah, so initially I was going to do this podcast episode strictly about being content and being happy. Because, you know, we all have our perceptions of what happiness is and, you know, we all think that we're happy and we all think we know what success is, but I'm going to get into that topic later. But when I was on Facebook, I seen one of my homies talking about bitter bitches who constantly bash their baby daddy. And shit, I'm in 100% agreeance to that shit. I mean, don't get it twisted. Number one, I know how hard it is for parents. Like, because my mother raised me in a single parent, you feel me? And just seeing, like, a lot of my friends struggle with issues of being a single parent. However, However, a lot of bitches be bitter. And they don't know they bitter. Not just with baby daddies. Just with different situations that have happened to them, period. Like, people doing them wrong. Men doing them wrong. Friends doing them wrong. You know, etc. Jobs doing them wrong. So, sometimes we allow certain situations to make us bitter. And then what's crazy, nobody wants to be called bitter. They be like, I ain't bitter. I'm just mad. I'm mad. Well, bitch, okay, well, so for all of you who don't know what bitterness is, let me explain what the definition of bitterness is. Bitterness is having deep anger and disappointment about being treated unfairly. So, yes, y'all, yes, bitterness is fucking anger. So, if you have deep anger about something and you have a lot of resentment about something, you, in fact, might be bitter. Now, with that being said, that doesn't mean that you don't have a right to be bitter. However, bitterness, remaining bitter and keeping that bitterness in your heart and having a bitter attitude can definitely be the end all be all for your ass. And it can stop you from really reaching your full potential and being the person that you need to be, because you're expressing too much energy and too much emotions into a negative thing like bitterness. So, a lot of times we don't even know we're bitter. So you try to think about what causes it. So a lot of times what causes bitter is overthinking the situations. Am I guilty? Hell the fuck yes. Y'all, I'm guilty as fuck. I have been a bitter bitch so many times. And I still battle with being bitter. I battle with bitter bitch mentality all the time. And it's not something that you just... once you get rid of it, it's gone. No, you have to constantly remove bitterness from your life. You have to constantly do those self-checks to make sure that you just, in fact, ain't letting certain things make you bitter. And I even get like that when it comes to spreading Black awareness, like, and shit, being a Black woman in America, sometimes I allow certain situations to consume me and I just can't even focus on anything else because I'm angry. So this is not nothing that I'm just, when I'm doing these self-check Sundays, again, y'all, this ain't nothing that I feel like y'all need to do this, y'all need to do that. Nah, we as a whole, all of us need to constantly work on this shit. So as I'm telling y'all to work on it, I'm needing to work on this shit too, and I constantly work over it. So one of the things I noticed though about bitterness, sometimes I've made myself bitter by overthinking situations, constantly festering on shit. You ever find yourself, something made you mad and you didn't speak on it? You didn't speak on it. And then you've let it just, you like, man, I should have said this. I should have said that. I should have did this. I should have did that. So you constantly thinking about all of the things that you should have did about a situation, and it makes you more and more angry, which is leading me to the next thing that makes you bitter. Not confronting what's making you angry. And see, that is so hard for my Black people. Confrontation. A lot of times we think when we confront some shit, it has to be anger. So people be like, well, you know, I really don't have that issue, but I do. You feel me? As far as like speaking my mind about shit. However, sometimes I'll speak my problem is not knowing when to speak, because sometimes I say things that's inappropriate when I should have thought about it a little more. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. But oftentimes people, when they're upset about something, they don't talk about it. They don't confront what's upsetting them. So what happens is you fester on it. And then now you've made yourself sick when you could have healed yourself just by confronting it. So learn how to confront what's going on. And we think oftentimes when we confront something, it's going to be, oh, we might get in a fight, that's why I don't confront it. Or this person might get mad at me, so I'm not going to confront it. Or this person might curse at me, so I'm not going to confront it. I'm here to tell y'all, when you grow and when you mature and when you understand how to communicate properly, oftentimes it's not going to be what you're thinking. Learn how to confront what is bothering you. Learn how to confront what is making you fucking mad. And sometimes that confrontation might have to be you looking in the mirror, confronting yourself. And so that leads me to my next step with removing bitterness and overcoming bitterness in your life. Learn how to fucking forgive. Now, I ain't taking y'all to church. You know, the churches is always like, you got to forgive that person. That's for you. So let me tell y'all what I mean by that. A lot of times they always telling you forgive the other person. No, I'm telling all you motherfuckers right now today, forgive yourself. And what I mean by that is, oftentimes we so mad at that person. And what it is, we mad at them because we really mad at ourselves that we allowed that person to play us. Forgive yourself for that. Forgive yourself for allowing certain things to continue, because oftentimes we always look for the flaw that the other person did. We do that in relationships. We do that in friendships. We do that with jobs. We always see what the other person sees. And I think what it is that oftentimes we can't see ourselves until we look in the mirror. So reflect on what the fuck you did in certain scenarios and forgive yourself. For real, forgive yourself. And some of y'all might need to really hear that. Forgive yourself for different things that have happened. Forgive yourself, because guess what? When you start forgiving yourself, it's easier for you to forgive other people, because a lot of times we're holding that bitterness, we're holding this grudge on that other person because we're taking that anger that we really feel about ourselves. We think so. We think that anger we're feeling about ourselves, we're taking it away by putting it on that other person. Let that shit go, sis. Let that shit go, my brother. Let that shit go. Forgive yourself. Learn to forgive yourself. Because that's the first step to overcoming, like the most important step to overcoming bitterness is forgiveness. You have to forgive yourself, self-reflection. You know, because this is another thing. We always talk about how independent we are and how we don't let other people overpower us. But if you don't learn how to forgive, if you don't learn how to forgive yourself, if you don't learn how to reflect over your own problems, then guess what? Guess what? You're not as powerful as you fucking think. That's what Self-Check Sundays is all about, y'all. I'm telling y'all. Self-Check Sundays for me, even if you just do this for 1 hour a day, if you just listen to my podcast, y'all, if you learn anything from it, learn how to reflect on yourself, man. Learn how to make yourself powerful, because guess what? You can't change the world, and you can't expect the world to change if you ain't took one step to changing yourself. And we all need improvement. It's not just other people. We always, like, as people, we always being, this is another step. I'm going to the next one, y'all. I'm telling y'all, man, I'm going right into the next one, diving to the next one. Denial. We be in fucking denial all the time. We don't think that we're bitter. We don't think that we did anything wrong. We don't think that we're the problem. I'm here to tell you, as a person who constantly has to self-reflect, I know that sometimes I'm the fucking problem. But sometimes you have to be to yourself to understand that. And so when you're a bitter person, number one, it is a sickness. And like I said, it's not that people think that if they say they bitter, that they're, you know, that it's something bad, that it's something negative. It's not negative unless you don't admit it and you don't realize it. That's when it's really negative. And let me reflect on what I say about that. Okay, it is negative. Okay, it is negative. Bitterness is negative. However, there's nothing wrong with admitting that you're bitter, because that's how you start healing, when you remove that denial. Stop being in denial about being bitter. Like, I hate when motherfuckers be like, I'm not bitter, I'm just mad. Bitch, if you mad, you bitter. If you thinking about this situation over and over and over, if you constantly have to express how angry you are about something, but you're not doing it in a way where people can even take anything from it. Like, for example, even me, like I said, I allow sometimes the things that I go through as a black person to make me become bitter, to where people could be talking about something positive with me and I'm right back onto, yeah, because them damn motherfuckers, them Peckerwoods, they did this, they did that. And that's all I can think about. I can't even enjoy things in my life because I'm constantly trying to tackle these issues in our woke community. You feel me? So woke motherfuckers know what I mean. Like, some of us that's woke, we got anxiety and we need to take a nap. Okay, some of my woke people, you need to get some rest, including myself. We need to get some rest, because you don't want your message not to be able to be perceived because you're so tired and you're delivering it with a lot of anxiety. Everybody can't eat off that. So self-check is important, man. Denial. We got to stop being in denial about bitterness. Bitterness ain't nothing but anger, and it can consume you. But if you start taking those steps into removing it, it won't. You feel me? We got to forgive. And like the last important part to this, last two things I'm going to make mention of about bitterness, then I'm going to move on to being content. Reshift your motherfucking thinking. And this is what I mean. Like, you know how they be like, the glass half empty, the glass half full, all of that bullshit. I mean, I ain't trying to be cliche-ish like that, but that shit really be working. Like, you have to change how you think about situations, and it won't allow you to become bitter. You know, reflection and perception. That shit is so important. Look at yourself and then try to perceive things differently. Don't just try to look at it through your shoes and your eyes. Try to look at it through the next person's goggles. And then when you do that, when you reshift your thinking and you try to like think about things under different perceptions, you don't allow yourself to become bitter. You don't allow yourself to be negative. Even though, like I said, as imperfect and human beings and flesh, we're going to go through it. But as you constantly go through life, you could constantly work on it and it won't consume you, where you always had this over your head. So one of the things that I do, I think about little things in my life. Little things in my life. Simple things. Things that I do every single day. And I compare it to me on this road to success. Like, I use this shit all the time. I probably said in the previous episode. Like, driving. Things like driving. When you're driving on the road. When you're on the road. And you're driving. The main thing you're doing is you looking for what's in front of you, so that you don't do what? So that you don't swerve into other lanes, so that you don't crash, and so you can get to your destination. So for y'all that's on the road to success and you're trying to accomplish some shit, treat your life like driving. Look forward, but also use your rearview mirror too, because guess what? The rearview mirror is important. When you're looking at what's behind you, you're trying to see, is what's behind me going to affect me going forward? Is what's behind me getting too close to me? You feel me? You have to treat your life like driving. Then you have to lose those side view mirrors. You look at what's on that side, what's on the other side, because you don't want to get blindsided. Because when you driving in your car and you going the same lane, and you have other cars that's on the road with you, y'all all might be going to the same destination, but y'all all got your own lanes. So it's important for you to know what's on this side, what's on the other side. But the main goal is not to spend too much time looking on what's on the side of you, looking on what's in behind you, but make sure you pay attention to what's in front of you. Think of your life like driving. I'm serious. Little things in your life. Little things like washing your hands. Like, when people say they wash their hands with situations, did you really wash your hands with situations, or did you just rinse through that situation? And what I mean by that, so for example, I'm in the healthcare field. I know some of y'all out here in the healthcare field. When you wash your hands, you supposed to wash your hands. You take a nice amount of time, at least 40 seconds to wash your hands. So if you was just out playing in the mud, the first thing you're going to do to get that mud off your hands, you probably going to take a paper towel, get the heavy shit off first. You get that heavy shit off first. Now you're going to take your hands and you're going to rinse the dirt off. Now that you rinsed it off, you're going to put some soap on your hands and you're going to scrub the shit off. Now you got stuff in your fingernails. So you got to get a brush. You got to scrub the shit in between your nails. The shit that's in your nails that's just dirty and disgusting, you get that shit up out of your nails. And then you rinse. And then you let it drip dry downward, so that when you getting your hands clean and you put your hands up, that dirt don't go back down to your arms. That's what you got to do with certain situations in your life, man. When I tell you, if you just look at little things that we do in our life and you compare it and you try to analyze it to where you're going and you use it like in a positive sense, your thinking is shifted and you're not spending too much time worrying about the wrong fucking things. Your thinking has shifted to where you feel like you're going somewhere. You feel me? If you just use little bitty things like that, the illustration with driving, the illustration with washing your hands in situation, use that shit for bitterness. Use that shit towards chasing success. And remember that shit. We gotta move on, man. We can't keep on just letting things affect how we gonna live our lives. And with that being said too, with bitterness, when you know you bitter and you know you got a lot of shit going on in your life, contain yourself. I've said this in the episode before, contain yourself. So you know what that means? Isolate. Isolate. And when you isolating, you're not isolating, not putting medicine in your body. You put medicine in your body, you eating good things so that you can heal. So if you constantly in a bitter mood and you constantly negative, you don't need to be around other people that's negative. You don't need to talk to more negative people or people who can't build you up. You need to stay in isolation. But when you do have contact with people who build you up and who can take you out of your situation, at least temporarily. But the most important part, when you go at home at night, don't get on Facebook and constantly keep reading shit that's going to fuel fire to what you're already feeling. Replace it with good entertainment. Replace it with good knowledge. Replace it with things that can help you heal from the bitterness. You got to, like, sometimes we spend too much time with negative shit and then we wonder why we putting out negative shit. Nah. Even myself, like, sometimes I really can't be in the mood to podcast and really ain't in the mood to do things because I've spent too much time on social media, reading a lot of negative shit on my timelines, too much stuff on the news, too much stuff trying to research things and see what's going on. And sometimes that shit is tiring and draining. So you have to be balanced when eating and taking in some of this food from social media and some of this food from negative bitches and bitter ass niggas who don't know who the fuck they is and they constantly want to feed you a bunch of gossip bullshit. Sometimes you got to take your break from shit like that and people like that, and you gotta heal. So what this episode, y'all, this is for y'all. Let's heal. I know everybody out here chasing their goals. I know everybody got some sort of goal of success in mind. So now we finna get into the next portion about being content. But before getting into that, let me give y'all a little break and a little intermission.
Turn me up.
Oh yeah, and the song that y'all heard, you got me feeling like ooh, 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 yeah. That is AC Johnson featuring Lil Wayne. Y'all want to get some more music for them? Get on www.aonsl.com. That's AON Squad Life. Get on iTunes, search AC Johnson. My boy goes crazy. You dig? All right, y'all, let's get to the second part of this. Let's talk about being content. So, I want to talk about this because what motivated me with this is I got a different, a lot of wide variety of friends. I talk to people all the time. Like, I probably got, close to 3,000 Facebook friends, and I damn near know all of them motherfuckers for real. I meet people all the time. I talk with people all the time. And so, a lot of times, my conversations, either I get inspired or I give inspiration, one or the other. And so, I meet people like who live very simple lifestyles, and they're happy. You feel me? They're happy. And sometimes I catch myself, and not all the time, but sometimes I catch myself and I catch other people forcing people who have a simpler lifestyle to want more. When really, if that's what that person wants, let them be content and hold their happiness. You feel me? Because it's a lot of pressure in 2018 on what the fuck success is. You feel me? Like, we think that because it's like a high frequency of people owning our own businesses, we gotta have our own business. Or we see a high frequency of people being entrepreneurs, that we have to be entrepreneurs. And don't get it twisted, I'm a firm believer in black people striving towards black ownership and entrepreneurialism. However, everybody's scenario is not the same. And so if people are content in 2018 and they're happy with their lives, I don't feel like it's right for us to try to steal that from them. You know, I meet people who, you know, who just really are happy. Not all the time, you know, and it's really rare. Like I said, it's really rare in 2018 to meet people who are really are happy. If they're happy working, and this is me included, because yes, I do try to take myself to another level in entrepreneurialism. Yes, I am trying to start a business. However, I can still be happy working a job. I can still be happy not even working. You feel me? I can still be happy because it's not just the material things that should make you feel like that's what you need in order to be happy and be successful, because success is different for everybody. And so I really want to touch on this, because we have to have not just all of those material things in our life. You got to have contentment to enjoy your life, because what happens is when you're not content, you start comparing yourself with other people, and that shit's toxic as fuck. Be content. Be content. And this is again with driving, you feel me? Being in your own lane. How the hell can you truly say that you're happy and that you're content if you're constantly looking to see what somebody else is doing and comparing your lifestyle to theirs? And I blame social media, I think, in 2018, because we have so much Twitter, we have so much Instagram, we have so many of these social media accounts where you could constantly see what other people are doing. And it forces you to try to be more. It makes you want to be more. And at the end of the day, for those who want to do more and have more and want to do all those things, there's nothing wrong with it. But it's very important to understand that you can still be content regardless of what you have, especially with what's happening right now with all of this stuff with politics and, you know, us being in the end of times. You got to be able to try to have some type of spirit where you're still happy and content to survive and endure the things that are coming. Because that's what the ancestors had. They had some joy and some contentment. And they had to in order to keep surviving through the oppressive times that they had. And so contentment overall, when you have that contentment, you have peace and you have some happiness in your life, that helps you get to your goal of reaching success, because you're more balanced. You don't feel like you need to have these things to be happy. And like that's why I want to be clear. There's nothing wrong with goal chasing. There's nothing wrong with building. There's nothing wrong with admiring other people and letting other people inspire you to do more. But also be content, because be content with all things. Be happy even before you get those things. Because if you feel like you'll be happier if you get more money, or you'll be happier if you get a business, or you'll be happier if you're at this level in your life, you still not gonna fucking be happy, G. You not. So the happiness has to be there first before success. So learn how to let go and be free. Remove bitterness. Be happy. Be content. So, I know a lot of you probably want to know, like, how do I become content? Like, how do I do that? What do I do to work on my contentment and my happiness? Well, number one, you need to sit down and ask yourself, what makes me happy? Am I happy already? You know, am I happy already? What is making me happy? What the fuck is happiness? We don't ask ourselves these questions enough, man. Like, a lot of times, like, we letting social media, we letting other people's goals, we letting conversations we have with other people determine what the fuck happiness is for ourselves. Stop just trying to figure out from other people. Ask yourself, what will make me happy? What will make me happy? Why am I not happy already? And then after you ask yourself those questions, then ask, what can increase my happiness? What can add to my happiness level? What can I add to me to make me more happy? Like, those are some questions you need to ask yourself, because happiness, but before being happiness, you got to have some contentment. Like, you got to have little things that's going to make you content, simple things that make you happy. If not, when you get those big things, it ain't going to even fucking matter. Like, real shit, it's not even going to fucking matter. Look at all these celebrities that's dying from drug abuse, or that's just flat out telling you they're not happy, flat out telling you they're struggling with something. And so this is where we have the benefit. We don't have the material things yet, or some of you may. Shit, I can't speak for everybody that listen to me. Some of you may already have the material gains. Some of y'all may already have a successful career or a successful business. Success, success, success. But a lot of other people are chasing these things, thinking this is going to make you content, this is going to make you happiness. But like Biggie Smalls say, man, more monies, more motherfucking problems. You feel me? Me and my cousin, we was talking about this the other day. More money, more problems, because that's just real shit. Like, we know the struggles of being poor. So right now, master those struggles, because once you got that money, that's a whole nother type of struggle that you don't know that can still steal your joy, still steal your contentment mindset. So master the contentment mindset and become happy right now. And so those are two things I want y'all to work on. Now, I got an episode that's similar to this one that I did in like season one. And it's called Removing Bitterness and Are You an Envious Person? Or something like that. I don't know. I talk about this quite frequently because, like I said, you have to constantly work on these things. You have to constantly ask yourself these type of fucking questions. You feel me? It's a constant thing that you're going to have to work on. It's not going to happen overnight, of removing bitterness. Because sometimes you could have had bitterness from going through something that you went through for 15 years. You went through a really bad 15-year relationship. You get out of that 15-year relationship, and now you just had this bitterness. Shit. That ain't going to go away overnight. No. No, they ain't going to go away overnight. But if we just constantly had these conversations about it, and we do a little self-check, a little self-reflection, a little self-improvement, we can work on this. You feel me? We work on this. Like I said, I don't just talk to y'all, talk to me, because I definitely have been a bitter bitch about so many motherfucking things. I'll just have to do a whole nother podcast episode one day about my bitter experience. You feel me? So yeah, that's pretty much all of the information I'm gonna get y'all today, though. But overall, if y'all took anything from this, I want y'all to take care of yourself. I want you to understand what bitterness is and the importance of why you don't need to have it in your life and why you need to remove it from your life. And be content. You feel me? Be happy. Let go of things that are holding you down. Let go of this illusion of what you think will make you happy, and really figure out how the fuck to get happy, because a lot of us need healing, man. And it ain't no money that can heal you, a better position that can heal you, a business can heal you, none of that. If you don't heal you, heal your fucking self, y'all. Self-check Sunday. Alright, thank y'all very much. I'm out of here. You guys, this episode was sponsored and brought to you by Wake Up Rise, baby. So go on wakeuprise.com, buy y'all some dope apparel, get some of them woke quotes, them woke shirts, them woke hats, them woke socks. Wakeuprise.com, baby. You know, shout till you drop.